Sheehan's transition team is made up of four co-chairs, people who represent the diverse characters of Albany's neighborhoods, institutions, and history. The team is comprised of city historian and retired assemblyman Jack McEnany, UAlbany president Bob Jones, former city comptroller Nancy Burton, and Kevin O'Connor, who recently retired as president and chief executive officer of First Light Fiber, formerly Tech Valley Communications. Sheehan says each committee member will play a specific role.
The next phase will be to roll out the actual working groups, who will also have leaders and then members to help me think through some of the challenges that I heard about over the course of this campaign and very specific recommendations for what my administration can do early on to try to address some of those challenges.
Some progressive Democrats view outgoing Mayor Jerry Jennings, who is leaving office after 20 years, and Albany County Executive Dan McCoy as members of what Sheehan calls old school power structure. But McCoy sees the changing of the guard as a positive one.
Change is great. I think voters are intelligent. They don't base it on females or males. They base it on the person that's best qualified with the best message out there. And I think you're just seeing that now. You know, it's Mayor Jennings was there for 20 years. He decided not to run. Kathy Sheehan stepped up, and she was a good choice. It's going to be a different style of management.
One transition team member may be perceived by the public as old school. He threw his support behind Sheehan early in her campaign, believing the city needed a fresh start. Jack McEnany once served longtime Mayor Erastus Corning and unsuccessfully challenged Jennings in a 1997 primary. Sheehan says she learned a lot from her five opponents in the race.
When Jesse Calhoun called me to congratulate me, I said that I really had listened to a number of the issues that he was concerned about, and shared his concerns, particularly around issues of public safety and around how we move the city forward to encourage more people to live here and more businesses to locate here. So I think that there is certainly an opportunity to learn from those other candidates and make sure that the concerns that they expressed in the campaign are addressed in my administration.
Former candidate and community activist Marlon Anderson says he is open to collaborating with Sheehan and believes she will hold an open door when it comes to hearing from individual citizens.
You get more people involved in the community, people that walk the streets of the community, people that are seen every day in the community, they'll get a lot better reception and better results with your policy among the individuals of the community.
The biggest challenge facing the new mayor and four-year city treasurer will involve keeping Albany fiscally healthy.
We have a nearly $18 million structural deficit, and that's not something that can be fixed in one budget. So I have to take a hard look at the budget that I inherit, and that doesn't mean that we have to stick to it. A budget is a plan. It does not mandate that we spend all of the money that is approved in that budget. And I look forward to working with the Common Council to identify cost savings over the course of 2014 and making adjustments to that budget and starting to put us on a path towards creating a city government we can afford. But it's not something that can be fixed in just one budget cycle.
Sheehan netted more than 80% of the vote, but critics point out that she got fewer than 13,000 votes out of approximately 39,000 registered Democrats. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.